The lines are open. 1-300-872-911. John McKenzie. Real music, real opinions. 4CA.
Well, once again, the Barron River Bridge is in the news again. There's a fair bit of coverage across two pages here in the Cairns Post, fundamentally saying, look, who is it this time? Oh, it's Bob Catter saying, look, more good money after bad with this Barron River Bridge. Why don't you just bite the bullet as a state government, get ahead with, you know, go ahead with this brand new replacement bridge? The money seemingly is already about to be allocated. I can't remember. There was a figure there, hundreds of millions of dollars, admittedly. But fundamentally saying, look, it's inevitable. There's got to be a new bridge. Get stuck into it. Of course, now we've still got, for an extended period of time into the future, this nightmare with the Karanda Range Road as well. Where should we be going with these challenges? Well, I'm going to talk with a gentleman who lives and breathes trucks. And he's been there, a member of the Mareeba Council for some years. He's moved on now, but he is the owner of the Mareeba Truck School. So I presume he's got pretty well-developed views on the existing failing bridge up there at Karanda and the prospect of something brand spanking new that they're talking about taking through to, I think, 2031 or something to complete. His name's Lockie Benstead and he's on the line. Lockie, good morning.
G'day, John. Good to talk again.
Good to talk to you too, because what's happening with this bridge, obviously, for truckies or people that are involved in the trucking business, etc., they must be scratching their noggins saying, what's coming next? The Karanda Range Road is an absolute nightmare and will be for an extended period of time yet. From your point of view, because you're involved in trucks and you're dealing with truckies the whole time, what's the common view among truckies about the future of the existing old bridge and the need for a new replacement?
I'm actually sitting in the truck right as we speak, John. Look, the common theme, mate, is this: literally, we want consistency. We want to be able to get down to the coast and pick up produce. Deliver produce and pick up goods in a return. We want to be able to do it in a safe and efficient way, and we don't want to have to pass all of our extra costs onto our producers or our end users, the builders. You know, there's so much building going up in Mareeba at the moment. You can't go down a subdivision without multiple houses popping up. It all comes down to trucking. You know, since the rail network's been dismantled up here, we have to go to trucking, and the trucking industry is the largest in, you know, Australia, basically. It's one of the largest employers. And literally, it is coming down to now being able to deliver our goods on a timely manner without it costing more than what it needs to cost. The Karanda Range and the Karanda Bridge fiasco is something that I've been talking to you for nearly 20 years about, and it is an embarrassment to any level of government to say that they're happy to keep pouring money into a problem. It is a huge problem. It costs our people in the far north so much money than we realise. I'll just give you one quick example. If you're a truck and dog operator and you're bringing some sand from the Tablelands down to Cairns, down to the concrete plant. So all that concrete then goes into your house flat. We used to do, say, 5 loads a day. You know, we would be trucking dogs down there. Now we are back to 4, sometimes 3. And that lack of sand now then says to the concrete plant, no, the job now gets pushed out. Mm. And then the cost is expended. And it's all to do with that bridge. And when it was down to one lane and then the traffic control, there's about 3 or 4 sets of traffic control. Mm. It is a complete disaster, and we are just so fortunate this year, John, with our wet season that we haven't had a huge deluge of water at once, because that Karanda Range would have been in dire straits and would be completely cut off. It has already been shut numerous times this year, this wet season, with trees falling over the road and slips and things like that. There's not a day goes past when it's not raining that the range isn't almost closed, yeah. And it's simply below standard to a road network that is so paramount to any type of growth or any type of tourism venture or any type of business farming you want to do up here. There has been a couple of good key players across Mareeba and the far north that have got together and identified a route to go south, to go east down to Cairns, and I believe that is a very viable option. I've seen the plans. Greg Williams gave me a USB some years ago. I looked at it, brought it to our council, and they were very supportive of it. The problem we've got is there's a couple of big names saying we need a tunnel or we don't need to do this. We all got to be on the same page with this, because when it comes to budget time, what we've just had, we've got one direction, one option that will be, right, this is where it's, this is what it's going to cost, this is what we're going to do. And I guess probably the big part of that, John, is we are sick to death of study and sick to death of doing business case scenarios, because that's all we seem to hear. How about we just agree with one plan, we stick to it, and I'll be honest, Bob Carter is on about a tunnel. A tunnel is not feasible for the transport industry. You cannot put a diesel tanker or a fertilizer truck in the tunnel at the same time. It's classed as a class one dangerous good. It is just simple science. You just can't put those two together. You got a fuel truck comes up from Cairns all day, every day. There's multiple companies bringing fuel up to us on the tableland. Likewise, we have fertiliser trucks on the same road at the same time. So you cannot put them in a tunnel together. So this alternate route the boys are talking about is really, really good. The decline is very limited. And I think if you can just stick with the one scenario, one opportunity, one name, one road, I think we'll get a bit further in our fight to get some funding for it. But look, Bob's done a great thing in actually raising this issue right down at a federal level. It just means we just got to come back to the reality and what works for our transport industry, because as we all know, without trucks, Australia stops. We've seen that with the flooding. I am actually, on a side note, very happy to see the funding go across to the Kennedy Development Road to do that extra 10 kilometres, which will allow us to bring freight from south. But yeah, John, it just seems we talk about this quite often, and it's not actually hard stuff we're talking. It's just common sense. And I think we struggle a bit with our federal level of politics to find common sense when we're putting policies together. You need to be on the ground talking to the people on the ground, not making these big announcements 3,000 or 4,000 kilometres away that really don't do any good for us up here.
Let me ask you this, Lockie. From time to time, I get an update on the Karanda Range Road. I haven't had one for a while, but every time I do, I mean, the sorting out of the nightmare of the Karanda Range Road is still over the horizon. You can't get any estimate of, you know, anything within months or even years, for that matter, sorting out the Karanda Range Road. What's the issue there, and what's the state of it at the moment?
Oh, it's really bad. Like, I went through there just not long ago, probably a week ago, and the erosion, what's happened on the eastern side, if you imagine the eastern side of the mountain, the erosion has eaten back in on the road. So basically a straight bit of road has got a big egg shape taken out of it. It's all washed down probably out to the ocean. That is huge. And what that means, you then have to cut back into the mountain some further more to be able to open that road corridor. I noticed they are putting concrete there and doing some drilling. That is only as good as those drill rods. You can't beat terra firma. You can't beat solid ground. So you're going to have to eat back into the mountain more. Obviously, you're going to have to head up the escarpment higher and clear some more trees, which is, you know, probably the most horrifying thing you could say in a World Heritage area. But in reality, that is what needs to happen. And if you look at that trees on the edge of the Karanda Range, a lot of that is this is my opinion, they're not full-blown rainforest canopy. They're just old regrowth trees that are just really yucky-looking trees. They're not the pure rainforest that we would see up around the Daintree or further in. These are just trees on the edge of a mountain that are obviously classed in that area, and they're scraggly-looking trees. They're barely hanging on to where they are, and that's what happens as soon as you get a rain event. Because those trees are right on the edge line of the corridor, the road, they just fall straight across the lane and block the road. So, you know, in reality, if we're still years away from an alternate route, we're going to have to get some work up there and scale back those trees and actually get some machinery, diggers and dozers, and actually start to widen that road corridor, take your escarpment back that bit. You've got to put levels in. And, John, it's not impractical to do. That's how you build roads. You'd see it all the time. So I just think you need a government that's prepared to do it, prepared to face the wrath of the southeast with the left movement. But we got to have a safe and secure road network to get down to the coast. appointments. My wife has been to hospital recently, and we straight away leave in 3 hours, just in case. It's 3 hours, so then we don't work for that day, if that makes sense. So, you know, whereas before you'd allow an hour, and I used to fly in and out of Cairns down in the coal mines. I used to allow an hour home. That was comfortable. It was safe. You could bank on that. Now it's 3 hours, and I hear some people looking for accommodation. I'll go down the night before, especially if it's got an 8 or 9 o'clock appointment at the hospital.
Yeah.
So those costs build up. You're losing, you know, you're losing productivity in your job, especially us as a small business. To drop half a day just to make an appointment for a checkup is a huge cost. And unfortunately, there's no sort of future foresight coming out of any level of government to say this is our plan and we're acting on it now. I just think if you can give your community some hope and some belief that we're going to take action on this, because at the moment it is literally, we're looking at it, we don't know what to do. That's what I'm getting on the ground. We don't know what to do with this Coranda range. Get the decent people that know how to build these roads, get them in, get the contractors in, the likes of the Greg Williams world who've done this before, and get their opinion and get their costings and literally just go to budget, go to the, you know, the minister with the money and say, this is what we've got to do.
Yeah. This has been an excellent update, Lockie Benstead. Really appreciate this. Thank you.
No, thanks, John. And thanks for putting the spotlight on that for us up here and up in the Tablelands. We sometimes wonder at if anything is going to come out of the Coranda Range, because we all laugh about it, but in reality it's so serious that we need something done now.
Yeah.
Thanks, John.
Good on you, Lockie. Lockie Benstead, the former Mareeba Shire Councillor, these days owner of Mareeba Truck School.